show's daily podcast on comp.com and iTunes. It's BS in the Morning.
Just reading this article about this mom who took her kid to the doctor.
What an idiot.
And doctor said, hey, maybe your kid should lose some weight here. Kid's 4 years old. No. She's just pissed. She's like, my kid is not overweight. My kid is fine.
Is he overweight?
No, I wouldn't deem this kid overweight. This is what I want to bring up because it's becoming. I don't think the kid is overweight. The kid is 3 feet 6 inches tall. He's 4 years old.
Got a picture
of the child?
Well, yeah, I didn't mean it like that. Just want to see if he's overweight. Damn it. At least it's not till January.
Hold on. 8:35. Got a pick. All right. Thanks. You're making December a little bit better. It's been pretty dry so far. Yes. Here's the topless child.
Come on. You see the kid's ribs.
I know. That's what I'm saying. The kid's not overweight. However, okay, so the kid is 3 feet 7 inches. 3 feet 6 inches tall, and the kid weighs 49 pounds. But the doctors are saying, your kid's a little portly. You probably should have this kid lose some weight. It's like, okay.
They go strictly by numbers, though. They don't even look at the.
So how does this work, man? Because I feel like
they have scales. Like if you're this high, you have to be this weight, or else, you know.
Like the BMI scale or something like that. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what they use it for, but they've been doing that forever. Like. I mean, obviously.
Shouldn't they adjust it?
Well, like, you see these guys that, you know, if you go to a gym, you see these guys that are ripped up. Some of those guys weigh way more than they're supposed to, but they're, like, ripped.
Yeah.
You know? So we can tell them they're fat? I mean, I don't know. They go by these numbers, and it's just dumb.
So it's strictly a number thing.
Well, it should go by
percent body fat.
Yeah. Over that, I would think, right?
Yeah. How much percent body fat do you think should be considered fat? Just us laymen here, not the
I think men,
scientists.
Men is like, what, 10% or something?
Over 10%?
No, I'm saying they're supposed to be around 10%.
Okay.
I think women are naturally around 16, 17%. I don't know. It's a long time since I looked at this stuff.
Let's look it up.
You know, the average woman weighs.
Can you look that up there, Lost Boy, please? Talk about, look at percent body fat for men. Ideal percent body fat for men or something like that.
And the average woman weighs 160. You wouldn't think that.
No way. Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. 160?
Now, I don't know if they're factoring all these, like, Ryan Steakhouse broads from, like, Arkansas or whatever.
Is that the average?
Dividing it by, you know. It's like skewing the top.
Average in the United States, Lost Boy, what'd you find?
So according to this research, men who are between 20 and 40 years old with under 8% body fat are considered underfat, whereas healthy range is described as 8 to 19%.
All so right. 8 to 19%. So I weighed myself. I'm 23% body fat. So does that mean I'm fat?
I don't see.
I'm unhealthy.
Come on, you're not fat.
I got to get down to 19 and then I'm good.
Yeah.
I've got to be like 47% right now. Even my face is getting fat. It usually doesn't happen.
Jesus, Greg.
Yeah, this is a bad stage. I get rid of it.
I don't see you getting rid of it.
Okay, thanks.
I'm glad I could be your voiceover.
Very positive.
Yeah. Nah, it's easy to get rid of it, though.
You say that, but...
It is. I did it on here, I bet, and I won.
You did. That was a long time ago.
All right.
You're a different man now.
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, I can still do it. It's me eating bagels.
Reminds me of Larry David.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, dude.
Okay. So I got to lose 4% body fat. If I'm 23, I got to get down to 19%.
Yeah, I got to lose a sparks. Basically.
Dude, I weighed myself this morning. I weigh myself every day.
Dude, if I did that, I wouldn't come in. I would drive off a bridge.
That's not true.
I'm kind of curious what mine is now.
Isn't there a scale over there? Do we still have a scale over there?
Oh, yeah.
Jump on that scale. We'll weigh Lost Boy right now. Greg, you want to weigh yourself?
No. Thanks.
All right.
You got two scales, one for each foot?
Lost Boy's doing it. Here, I have an idea. Huh?
Take a guess.
So you're like 126 with your coat on.
How tall are you? How tall are you?
6 foot.
I'll say 165.
That's pretty good.
Dude, he was close, yeah. 160, dude. I lost weight.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Unbelievable.
I'm turning off his microphone.
Yeah, get rid of this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. Yeah. The fifth man's like, okay, yeah, go screw.
Gross.
Nobody cares.
When I was 25, yeah. I was thin,
go
too.
Be skinny somewhere else, kid. That's what everyone's saying. Maybe in the new year, if you live that long, we'll make another bet.
All right.
I need something, though.
Yeah, I don't want to do that because then I got to weigh myself, and I don't want to.
No, that's fine. You got to weigh yourself if you want to lose weight. But I'm saying we need to know a starting point.
No, exactly. That's why I don't want to do it.
Okay, so you're not going to make a bet with me then?
Nah.
For a substantial amount of money.
I'll bet you that I live past December 22nd.
I
you still might win.
God. Look, if you're listening to this right now, Greg responds to bets for money.
Yeah.
And it's not like I have a lot of money. I don't. Okay. I'm trying to feed a family here at the same time.
Well, so am I. It's just me.
I'm trying to think of a way to get Greg to lose weight.
By the way, I don't like this mic.
Hey, Mike, what's up, dude?
What's going on?
Go ahead. What's up?
I was just calling in with a fun fact. A male's balls or testicles, per se, have about like 80% body fat.
Okay, thank you.
Pretty fun fact for body fat percentage. That's where we're holding it all, you know?
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Wow. My stomach and my balls have a lot in common.
Okay. Oh, we're dancing. You have no idea. We're dancing.
Oh, I'm not dancing. I'd be out of breath.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Hey, if you could think of a wager that we could do here, a little bet, because if I try to get down, first of all, if you're thin and it's harder for you to lose weight than if you're big. If you're big, you can lose a substantial amount of weight faster than you can once
Absolutely.
You get down to a point, right? So yeah. It's going to be just as hard for me to lose a certain amount of weight than it is for you to lose a certain amount of weight. Does that make sense?
It'd be way harder for you than me.
I'm saying, but for you, it would be as hard for me to lose 20 pounds as it would be for you to lose 100. Does that make sense?
Well, I don't know about that scale, but yeah.
Okay, why not? What's wrong with that? Tell me how I'm wrong. I might be wrong.
20 pounds?
You think I should weigh 20, lose 20? I don't know.
No, what I'm saying is it'd be harder for me to lose 100 than you to lose 20, but it'd probably be like, you know, for me to lose 40, it'd be like the same for you to lose 20.
No.
Double? What about I'm four times your size? Give me a break.
Three times.
No, I'm not. I'm not three times.
No, not three times because I'm 200 pounds.
Yeah. Dude, if I was, you know what?
Trying to say.
If my 600-pound wife wants to call me, I'll be on it. I don't care.
Hello, everybody. Shut up, Joseph.
I heard they catering. Shut up, Joe.
Hey, I'm going to pledge $1 a pound for Greg.
Wait, you're pledging now?
Yeah. I'll pledge $1 a pound. And I also challenge any of the fifth men to match it, at least match it.
So wait,
Greg could walk out of here with like a grand for losing like 100 pounds.
This is like a go rotund me.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
right. Dude, we got to do a go rotund me in the new year. There is no doubt. Go rotund me is a bit.
My New Year's resolution.
We're doing a go rotund me. Okay, so depending on how much weight Greg Salerno will use, you will pledge $1 per pound.
Right, we need to weigh him in the morning on a certain date, and then however many days, weigh him again in the morning the next time, whether a month or 2 months,
yeah,
whatever he's lost from January 1st to whatever, St. Patty's Day, whatever you're going to do, I'll give him $1 a pound for every pound he loses.
Jesus, that's a easy way to make some cash, dude.
Well, especially if you get some more go rotund me.
If we get other fifth men on board to do it. Oh, man, dude,
he can get some serious scratch.
Go rotund me is a thing we are doing. That is amazing.
Write me down for $1 a pound.
Okay.
All right, thanks,
Joe. I'll match Shut Up Joe's buck.
Yes, right. There you go.
$2 a pound?
That's best. That's not bad.
You got to get the fifth man in on this.
That's like ground beef is almost that much, I think.
Moonshine, he can get in on this.
Well, don't start speaking for other people's budgets and everything.
Yo, I'll match it too, dude.
I'm not taking your money, Lost Boy.
Yeah, come on, man.
No. Lost Boy, you're out.
I'm not taking Lost Boy's money.
No, but Shut Up Joe and I, okay, I'll do it. I'll match Shut Up Joe's dollar for every pound you lose.
Then I gotta weigh myself. Though.
So what? It's called reality.
Well,
you gotta
not,
deal
I'm
with it.
I'm not weighing myself on air, dude.
You have to, we have to know the.
You keep it somewhere to safe. Keep it somewhere to safe.
Okay, we'll do it.
I'll jump off the stratosphere, I swear to God.
We won't do it on air. If you were in a vacuum, you'd fall just as fast.
I guess I'm going to have to do it on there.
Yeah.
Just figure out what the starting date is and the ending date. And then.
Shut up, Joe. God, I love it when you call in. You know, you just add so much to the show. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Right.
Go rotund me. I got to write that down. Dude, that is so great. Maybe you'll get rewards or something, like, as you go along, like they do on GoFundMe pages.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know. We can look it up.
Please welcome the adorable Colin.
Hey, Colin, real quick, relate, dude. Go ahead.
Count me in on Shut Up Joe's idea.
Oh, he's in!
Here we go.
That's a $3 a pound.
$3 a pound. Dude, we can just have $20 a pound, bro. I'm in.
Well, you're already in, bro. $3 a pound?
That's pretty good.
You lose 20 pounds, you can go get dinner at Ruth's Steak.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good point.
Oh, my God, dude. This is amazing. Okay.
Tommy!
Keep going. Tommy.
Good match. Come on, man. This is easy money. Let's go.
Are you going to throw in? You're matching, Tom?
Dollar a pound.
Oh, my God. You were up to $4 a pound.
It's a fish man challenge.
Oh, my God. $4 a pound. Unreal. Okay. Thanks, Tom. We're going to make Greg live here in 2019. He's going to survive. He's sitting here talking about like forming a will for his dog because his dog's going to outlive him.
I know. All I have is a dog and a PlayStation.
All right. 876-3692. We're going to refine rotund. Definitely a bit we're doing in 2019.